Welcome back for another deep dive. We've just unwrapped some incredibly aromatic source material this time. It's all about an herb that, well, many of us think we know pretty well. Turns out, there's a whole lot more under the surface. You sent in a fantastic collection of insights, some really surprising facts, and deep culinary wisdom focused entirely on basil. Humble basil.
That's right. And our mission today is really to dig into all these sources. We want to pull out the really important nuggets of knowledge, those surprising bits about basil. We want you to walk away knowing, you know, everything from its ancient roots to how it works its magic in modern cooking, and even its pretty impressive health benefits.
So if you ever wondered about basil's royal past, or maybe why it's just so delicate sometimes, or how it transforms, you know, a simple pasta dish or even a comforting tea, you're definitely in the right place. Okay, let's really unpack what these sources are telling us. So where do we even start? Basil feels like it's everywhere, doesn't it? A real cornerstone in cuisines from, well, Naples to Bangkok.
It really is ubiquitous.
But one thing in the sources that genuinely surprised me was just the sheer number of varieties. I mean, I thought I knew basil from my garden pesto attempts, but wow.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating isn't just that it's everywhere, but the huge range of character it has. You've got that familiar peppery Genovese basil. That's what most people picture, I think.
Right, the classic pesto one.
Yeah. But then, like you said, the sources point to lemon basil, which is so bright and citrusy, or the Thai varieties with that distinct sort of aniseedy spice. Each one brings something totally different to the table. Changes the whole dish, really.
And it's not just about taste, is it? The sources also mention how well it grows with other plants, especially tomatoes. That seems significant.
It does. Like, they're meant to be together in the ground and on the plate.
There's definitely something special about grabbing a fresh leaf right off the plant, isn't there?
Absolutely. And that companionable nature, it hints at a much deeper story. What's really insightful from the sources isn't just that basil's old, it's that its royal status and its medicinal uses actually go back way further than its culinary fame in the West. Millennia, actually.
Wow.
It's native to tropical Asia and Africa. It has these deep roots in Indian Ayurveda, you know, that ancient system of holistic medicine.
Mm-hmm. Balance and natural healing.
Exactly. And in Thai royal cuisine, too. Even its name, Basilicon, is Greek for royal.
So this royal thing isn't just a cute name. It really tells you how valued this herb was across different cultures.
Precisely. Long before it was just about flavor.
We see thinking, you see that thread continue, right? Genovese basil gets famous through Italian pesto. But it's not just Italy. Thai basil is crucial in stir-fries, soups, shows its reach.
And connecting that even further, for many cultures, its importance goes way beyond the kitchen. In Hindu traditions, basil, particularly tulsi or holy basil, is revered. It's sacred. It bridges ritual, medicine, and food.
So it's woven right into the cultural fabric, not just an ingredient.
Exactly. And that deep reverence really shaped how it traveled and how it was adopted. Hints at properties maybe we still kind of overlook.
And those properties, those characteristics, that's where we see why it's so celebrated.
Mm.
The sources describe it as fragrant, bright, sweet, a little peppery.
With those hints of clove and anise, too, it really is, like one source said, the finishing touch, the fresh breath, the heart of summer cuisine.
Beautifully put. But that vibrancy comes with a catch, doesn't it? It's so tender. Delicate.
Very delicate. And that's key to using it right. Its essential oils are easily damaged by heat.
Oh, okay.
So best added right at the end of cooking, or even better, just raw. That keeps the brightness, the potency.
So maybe that delicacy is why it became so big in raw Italian stuff like pesto, rather than being stewed for hours.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah.
And we're definitely not talking about just one basil. The sources kept highlighting the diversity. Sweet, lemon, Thai, holy, even purple basil, each with its own thing going on.
A whole family.
So, with all that nuance, it's no wonder the sources also gave us some really practical tips from chefs. Let's talk about using it. Raw uses are pretty classic, right? Torn onto pizza, pasta, salads.
Yep, or blended into dressings, sauces, and pesto, obviously, the king of raw basil uses.
But it's not only raw, the sources say. You can cook it gently.
Right. Simmered lightly in tomato sauces, maybe infused into cream or oil or even syrup for a more subtle flavor.
Interesting. And different types work better for different things, yeah?
Definitely. Like the sources suggested, lemon basil is great with seafood or ricotta. Anything citrusy, really.
Okay.
Thai basil, perfect for curries, noodles, grilled meats. It cuts through richness. And holy basil, great in stir fries or, interestingly, herbal teas.
And the flavor pairings. Some are obvious, like tomatoes, garlic, pine nuts, cheese. But strawberries, aubergine, that was surprising.
It was. What does that basil strawberry thing tell us? It kind of challenges our assumptions about what flavors belong together, doesn't it?
It really does. Okay, pro tips. The big one seems to be add it last. Very end of cooking, blending, just before serving.
Crucial. Preserves that brightness, those oils.
And the other one, tear it, don't chop it. Why is that?
Good question. Chopping, especially with a metal blade, actually bruises the leaves more, releases enzymes that can sort of dull the flavor and color. Tearing is gentler.
Fascinating. Makes a visible and taste difference then.
It really does. Try it side by side.
Okay, moving beyond the kitchen. The health benefits mentioned in the sources were quite something.
Yeah, surprisingly extensive. It's packed with antioxidants, essential oils, gives it strong anti-inflammatory properties.
And traditionally used for digestion, like soothing an upset stomach.
That's a classic use. Simple but effective for many.
And then tulsi, holy basil.
Okay.
You mentioned it's an adaptogen. What does that mean exactly?
Right. An adaptogen isn't some magic bullet, but it's a natural substance believed to help the body adapt to stress, find balance. Very important in Ayurvedic medicine for that reason.
Interesting. Plus antibacterial qualities. Mm-hmm. Fighting skin infections, even oral health.
Yeah, the sources mention that. And building on that, it contains thymol, that's an antimicrobial compound. So you see it in natural cleaning products, even mouthwash sometimes.
Wow. Okay. What else?
Respiratory relief used in teas for coughs and colds. And there's evidence for mood-enhancing calming effects, too.
And even for skin, like in balms.
Yep. Infused in lotions and balms for its soothing and antiseptic qualities. Who knew pesto could do all that?
Seriously. It's quite the resume. So thinking about that journey, royal medicine, kitchen star, health helper, what's the most surprising part?
For me, maybe just how long it's been valued for things other than just taste.
Yeah. Okay, let's hit some of those fascinating facts and bits of lore from the sources. Did you know it's in the mint family? Lamiaceae?
I did see that. Connects a few dots, flavor-wise, maybe.
And the ancient Egyptians used it in embalming. That's unexpected. Definitely changes how I see my windowsill basil plant.
It's wild, isn't it? Such diverse uses across time. And get this, over 60 recognized varieties, 60, shows that global spread.
Amazing. And Thai basil, those purple stems are distinctive.
Right.
And that anise note.
Exactly. Visual and flavor cues that set it apart.
Here's a good one. Pesto, made with a mortar and pestle. The sources say it's actually better.
Yes. And there's a reason. It's not just tradition.
Go on.
Well, the slow crushing action of mortar and pestle breaks down the cell walls gently. A food processor uses fast blades, generates heat, causes oxidation.
Ah, so it goes to delicate oils, boots the flavor.
Pretty much. The old way really does unlock more flavor in this case. Sometimes slower is better.
Good to know. And in Italy, it symbolizes love. That's quite sweet.
Adds another layer, doesn't it? Hmm. And a practical tip from the sources, basil leaves wilt fast. Store them upright in a glass of water, like flowers.
Oh, I do that. It works wonders.
Makes a huge difference. And lemon basil, turns out it's big in North African and Filipino cooking, too. Oh. Not just Europe.
Its reach just keeps expanding. Speaking of delicious uses, the sources mention a couple of recipes briefly.
Yes, that lemon basil gnocchi with brown butter and hazelnut sounded incredible. Really elegant.
Definitely highlights that citrusy side.
And of course, classic basil pesto. Simple, vibrant, quick. The essence of basil in a sauce.
Perfect summary of its fresh character.
So we've really seen how this one herb, basil, it just goes so far beyond the kitchen, doesn't it? Weaving through history, medicine, culture, layer after layer, a plant with a truly royal history.
Yeah, it's way more than just a garnish, isn't it? It's like a living testament to how one simple plant can hold so much story, so much flavor. All these surprising benefits. And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. After exploring all this, the ancient royal stuff, the delicate chemistry, what it symbolizes, you realize even the simplest ingredients have these deep, complex worlds inside them, just waiting for us to notice.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a final thought, something for you to ponder. Given basil's symbolism in Italy, love, and its sacred status in Hindu traditions, how might understanding that cultural context, that history, change how you appreciate or even use an ingredient like basil in your own life, in your own kitchen?
Something to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and happy cooking.